Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Let's join the celebration down there. Let's all have a happy Easter.
Here comes Ed the Easter Eel. We're not quite sure just what's his deal. He comes to good divers on Easter Day.
Oh, wow.
You'll wake up Easter morning and you'll do what we all do. He might be there to wish you well, but don't confuse him with your poo. So keep the lid up for him this year. The Easter Eel is almost here. Divers round the world now all say yay!
That was a great, inspiring legend that you made up.
No, I did not. Google it. It's out there. We've just helped perpetuate it and take ownership of it for divers around the world.
And
our own little, yeah, that's what we did, really. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio with me, the dive god Neil Watson with his dive operation in Bimini. Now you can get there through Miami on American, which is good news. Yeah, the Hammerheads. What's the latest report on the Hammerheads there, Neil?
Man, we have had an incredible season. Well, it's not just Hammerheads anymore. It's Hammerheads and Tiger Sharks. About 90% of the Hammerhead dives, we get our Tiger Sharks in there. So it's
nice.
Kind of a two-for-one experience.
Yeah.
Which you experienced. You got some amazing footage of both together, which was rare.
Right.
And, unique.
Yeah, Joker showed up on our Great Hammerhead Dive. That was the name of a tiger shark that visits Bimini quite regularly. So you're having both, and the season will go through April, or it starts to stop at the end, or what?
Yep. We got about three more weeks of it. So,
okay. All right.
Make your plans and get over to see us. Absolutely.
There you go. Well, like I said, you got that new service from Miami, and get over there to Bimini and check in with Neil. And maybe you'll see Senior over there, but you definitely see Junior probably running the operation. Well, good stuff. Well, Neil, happy anniversary to you. Whether you want to take credit for Scuba Radio or blame.
On a serious note, Greg, you truly have been a pioneer in bringing a whole new media to our industry, and the diving industry truly owes you a debt of gratitude for what you've done for the industry. And I appreciate what you've done. It's been an honor to be your friend and be involved with the show for the last 29 years. And hopefully for many more.
Well, I back at you, my friend. I couldn't have done it without you.
I wasn't going to cry.
Yeah, I love it. Well, Neil, you know how I feel, too. I couldn't have done it without his support. You know, I joke about this, but early on when we started the show, had Neil on, we became fast friends. And about 5 years later, I found out that the first time I had him on the show, he went and called Slate down in the Keys and said something to the effect like, hey man, you ought to go on Scuba Radio. You know, it's never going to work, but the guy's he's a nice guy. go on the show. And you kept that to yourself. Didn't let the air out of my balloon. And I kept doing it. And here we are 29 years later. So I thank you, my friend. You're one of a kind. I mean, you're the dive god. So there you go. All right. Well, Neil, enjoy your day, buddy. Thanks for checking in. Okay.
All right. Happy 29th, my
friend. There you go. All right. The dive god, Neil Watson, one of many guests we plan to have on the show today. We're going to check in with some of our friends that we've made throughout the years on the show. And and then, of course,
that's some powerful street cred right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nice. Hey, and look, Barry the Bugger's with us now, too. He popped on a little bit late. And but he's with us. I can't hear him, but Barely Z-Bugger.
Z-Bugger.
Yeah, because we're out of bug season now.
Not only that, I just haven't had a chance to dive, but pretty soon I will.
Okay. Well, happy 29-year anniversary to you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. 25 for me.
Okay. It's 29 for me.
29 for you, 25 for me. We met you in 2001.
Okay. See, so you guys are keeping track. See, I haven't kept track of
What about Jerry?
He said, what, 15? Is that what he said?
Been doing it 15 years.
That 15 years ago, we were at the Dima show, and he tried to pick me up at the bar.
What?
Yeah, he bought me a beer.
No, it's not like that, Greg.
Was before that one, Greg. That was when you invited me on 15 years ago.
Right. That's Yeah. And you came up to me at the bar and wanted to buy me a beer.
I was like, and never got my approval. Never asked me if we should let him on.
Well, you weren't hanging around at that time.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's true.
Okay.
No. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. I mean, I haven't really kept track of it other than it was hard for me to just keep track that we've been on the air for 29 years.
I think
years.
This crew is evidence that Greg will pretty much let anybody on.
Oh, there's that. Well, like I said, it's an ensemble type of effort.
Just don't be boring. That's all you got to do.
People think I'm taking credit when really I'm just sharing the blame of what we've done over 29 years.
But you are ultimately responsible. It's your show.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to put everything on.
All right. But then,
nothing's getting on that you don't want on.
Ah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Look at you.
I mean, that's why I just prefer to just, put out commercials like for hot honey filled chocolate Easter bunnies and not, preview it first, because then that way I have some plausible deniability of any of the nonsense that.
I don't think it works that way.
I think it is.
Yeah.
No. It's like forgiveness instead of permission. You know what I mean? And it's worked for us over the years.
Did you say forgiveness instead of probation?
Possibly.
That's what I thought I heard.
That may apply. Yeah. But I don't know, Vinny, do you remember the first time you were on Scuba Radio? Probably not. You don't remember what you had for breakfast, I would imagine, let alone something like that. Do you? You have any clue? Everybody seems to know the first time they were on, but I'm sure knowing how you operate, he's looking.
You're muted, Vinny.
This is Clem Fandango. Can you hear me?
Take your finger off the button.
Oh, Vinny, two tanks.
It's not working.
Put your finger on the button, donut.
Well,
29 years.
I can tell you this. Yeah. I've been working with submersible systems for more than 20 years, and I think I a couple times listened to your show just, because I saw you.
Who are these idiots,
What?
Yeah. You're like, who are these idiots?
And then one day you guys were talking about, a spare, so I said, well, I'll just give him one. He can try it himself. And then that's how I met you. And then
we
started advertising on the show. And
Yeah. And then next thing you know, here he is, Vinny Two Tanks.
Yeah.
Well, one of the most popular, he was the most popular Scuba Radio Scuba Squad member of 2025. He won that award.
And now I got a new battery, so look out. Good for 16 years.
He's supercharged. He's like Iron Man now.
Yeah, they said I get it 16 years this time.
Okay.
Last time I only
got
10 years.
Enough about your personal life.
No, but does that extend your original warranty?
I don't know. There's lots. I look up the device they installed in me. There's a lot of recalls. So I give up asking about it.
That's always good to see.
That's not a good thing.
I don't understand why it's an enema.
Nothing's failed yet. Kind of.
That's partial. How it was installed. It's pretty weird.
It's just like sticking an electrical part in a body. It's weird.
Huh. So they just stick a plug up.
Rectum.
Yep.
Damn near killed him.
Okay. Oh.
Does it hum?
Okay. All right, that's enough. That's enough. Yeah. We have limits.
Since when?
Well, we're actually going to go diving next Saturday down in the Florida
Keys. Some of us are.
Well, Kenny's going to be there.
You.
CJ, Jerry the Diver Guy, we're all going to Jules Undersea Lodge, or Marine Lab is what it's called now. But we'll talk about that and a few other little tidbits next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.